There are a series of protests taking place all against government of His Excellency Nana Akufo-Addo. One has to do with the corruption, the losses inflicted on Bank of Ghana. The other one has to do with a couple of young people who have decided that there's so much corruption ongoing in this country. There's so much lack of development despite the enormous support received by the government from the international community. You've heard His Excellency the President at the United Nations conference asking for reparation. And we feel that is a misplaced request because the President has taken a lot of loans from foreign support. He's gotten foreign grants in order to develop the country, but he chose to dissipate those resources towards empowering himself and his own family and his kids at the expense of Ghanaians. So young people, celebrities, footballers, all sort of people have decided to engage in a protest against the government. If you follow the trend, last week, the police used some crude ways by brutalizing these people. But subsequently, they were able to undertake the demonstrations. And furthermore, the Bank of Ghana demonstration is coming off. We are going to demonstrate on the losses that this government have caused Bank of Ghana, which has never happened in the history of this country.
I think the government would say that perhaps the protesters need to give the government a chance because recently the government got a loan and you have to let the loan work so that whatever you are protesting about can become a reality. I mean, so the economy can improve.
The president, apart from the loan he's collecting, it just came out that he's intending to collateralize all the oil fields in this country for a loan, $430 million. So if taking IMF loan is enough to turn the economy around, why is he seeking to take another $430 million? There is high rate of corruption in the governance of this country. They know that. And so the people of Ghana are just fed up. We do not want the country to degenerate into what is happening in the West African sub-region, the coups that are happening, because Ghana have developed to the state that we do not want to abolish our constitution. Our laws have grown so much. And so they are calling on government to seize the corruption. But this government will never stop.
You mentioned did the government discover oil in the east of the country? Because that's another reason you should have patience and wait for those kind of things to develop.
The fact that we have developed other oil fields is not enough to waste what we already have. Looking at the challenges that we have as a country, population is growing very speedily, demand is very high, the youth need support from government to be able to live well. Cost of living is going high. And so one would have expected that we'd rather use the available resources judiciously in order not to render Ghanaians hopeless.
Some people might argue that you, the opposition, are trying to capitalize or preparing yourself for elections, so therefore you might be behind some of these protests.
Well, every Ghanaian knows the law. They know how the remits of the law gives authority to various institutions and agencies. And so they are discerning people, and they are experiencing the level of hardship. They also see and experience the level of corruption in this government. To the extent that a minister can keep in her house $1 million in excess. Now it's been discovered that the account that she said belonged to her late brother, that account is still transacting business. More money is going into it. The government doesn't feel there's a problem with this. So how would they accuse opposition for being behind their corruption? The opposition expect government to do better, solve the problem of Ghanaians, and they are not doing that.